From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Spanish prosecutor asked a judge to issue an international arrest warrant for the former president of Catalonia and four of his ministers after they failed to appear in a Madrid court for questioning about their efforts to break the region away from Spain. Mariano Diallo reports.
The same judge sent eight former Catalan cabinet members to jail without bail and ordered another to be held pending a bail payment. Carlos Puigdemont's lawyer said the climate in Spain was not good and his client wanted to take some distance, but he would cooperate with the courts. Puigdemont said on Wednesday he would ignore a court order to return to Spain to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds relating to the region's secessionist push. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
2 days after an attack in New York City left 8 people dead, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions defended President Trump's efforts to institute travel bans and urged Congress to reauthorize the ability to conduct electronic surveillance overseas.
To investigate terrorism, we will need access to electronic evidence that lawfully we can obtain.
Sessions also urged Congress to reauthorize the 2008 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Amendments Act. A court in Macedonia has convicted 33 people of being members of an ethnic Albanian militant group and planning terrorist attacks. The suspects were arrested following a deadly police raid in 2015. 7 defendants were handed life sentences, and another 13 were sentenced to 40 years in prison. Others got prison sentences from 12 to 20 years. 4 men were cleared of charges. This is VOA News. On Thursday, Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of Myanmar, made her first visit to the conflict-torn Rakhine region, where the state-led violence has spiraled into Asia's worst refugee crisis in decades. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims fleeing persecution in Myanmar continued to wait Thursday along the Bangladesh border for permission from border guards to let them enter. Men, women, and children, exhausted and starving, spent the night in muddy fields at one border crossing on the Naf River. More than 600,000 Rohingya from northern Rakhine have fled to Bangladesh since August 25th, when Myanmar security forces began what they called clearance operations in response to deadly attacks on police outposts by insurgents. The campaign has included the burning of Rohingya villages and accusations of widespread rights violations. Preparations for Liberia's presidential runoff election have come to a screeching halt just days before the scheduled vote. The Supreme Court ordered a stay while it hears a complaint filed by the third-place finisher in the first round of polling. Monique John has more.
The Liberty Party, led by Charles Bronskeen, requested the writ of prohibition from the Supreme Court, alleging a host of irregularities in the first round vote that took place on October 10th. The National Elections Commission, or NEC, filed its response to the court Wednesday. Attorney Dow Ambrose Ma, the director of the Supreme Court's Public Information Division, explains.
There is no electoral dispute before the court as yet. All disputes are before NEC. And this petition is not looking at merits of elections. It's only looking at what Liberty Party is saying.
As of now, the runoff will be a contest between Senator George Weah, who led the first round with 38% of votes, and Vice President Joseph Boakai. Bronskeen finished a distant third. The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments from the NEC and the Liberty Party on Friday. Only after those hearings will the Supreme Court announce whether it's postponing the November 7th runoff. Monique John for VOA News.
The United Nations Human Rights Office said that Islamic State atrocities committed during the battle for Mosul are international crimes, and Iraqi courts do not currently have jurisdiction over them. It urged Iraq to accept the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court to prosecute atrocities such as genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, and said ensuring justice was key to rebuilding trust and to lasting reconciliation in the country. A female bottlenose dolphin has died in a Japanese aquarium only weeks after breaking a national record of more than 4 decades in captivity. The death came less than a month after Nana reached 42 years and 10 months under human care in Shizuoka, Japan. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.